Hello, my imaginary friends.
When I was quite a tiny lad, my nurse rehearsed me in a set routine of good and bad. When I grew up, my parents would unduly emphasize the gulf between the bad and good. Aware that love could prove a most destructive force, I try to steer a middle course.
It's Octava, day two.
There's a right way and a wrong way. There's a weak way and a strong way. Take it easy, drive with caution when the road is greasy. Wait a bit, Joe. There's an old way and a new way. There's a false way and a true way. Keep your ears back and you'll never have to fight the tears back. Wait a bit, Joe. Never trust your conscience as a method of defense when old Adam bubbles up inside. On mature reflection, you will find that common sense is a far more serviceable guide. There's a wrong life and a right life. There's a home life and a...
So this is Noel Coward with one of my favourite CDs of his. So this is, the question was, songs that were released before you were born that you love, and two songs, in fact. So this is the first one I chose, Noel Coward album, and this was recorded in 1955, I think, possibly, or 1956, but way before I was born. And I used to listen to this album a lot in my youth. And, this is one of the songs I love from it.
You may end by giving at the knees. There's a last love and a first love. There's a best love and a worst love. If you don't want to lose on the throne, wait a bit, wait a bit, wait a bit, wait a bit, Joe, 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 wait just a little bit, Joe.
So there we are, Noel Coward with Wait a Bit, Joe. So that's the first track I've chosen. The second track I've chosen is by Kraftwerk, and this record was released in 1970, and again, that was before I was born. So it's Kraftwerk, and the album is called Kraftwerk. It's the first album that they did, and the song on here is called Ruckzuck. So this is a record that I've only just recently discovered and started listening to, but the thing that I find intriguing about it is that even though the instruments that they've used in this first album are, there's a lot of acoustic instruments there. There's proper drums and flutes, and yet the musical phrasing, and it really does set the template for a lot of electronic music that that followed in Kraftwerk's own oeuvre, and also in many genres that that have followed. So very influential artist, and so therefore something with quite a lot of meaning to me. We'll be right back. And I like to think that if you combine the lyrics, the wit, and the beautiful melodies of Noel Coward with the technical wizardry of Kraftwerk, you end up with something like the Pet Shop Boys. Toodle-boo.